Phil from Southwest Reptile Rescues and Education. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, but I'm a little scared, mate. It's starting to get warmer, which means snakes come out, right? That's correct. I've got that one correct, right?
Yes, you got the snakes coming out, and we got the bobtails coming out, so just all the reptiles in general.
Yeah, so they're starting to wake from their slumber, and they're starting to get around, and people are starting to notice them. Let's go over a couple of tips of what people can do if they do happen to run into a snake.
Well, first thing you do is don't panic. Snake's not going to attack you. Keep an eye on the snake. And see if you can get hold of a local reptile removalist. Mm-hmm. There's many in the different towns around in the southwest. Biggest thing, keep an eye on it. Don't go near it. Don't attempt to catch it, kill it, or anything, because statistically speaking, that's where most of the snake bites occur.
Oh, really? So yeah. When people are trying to actually capture or kill the snake, that's when they're getting bit?
Yes, yes.
Oh.
People with experience... the only people I would advise to go near it, hence the local reptile removalists.
And it's actually illegal to kill snakes, isn't it?
Yes, there are fines that apply, whether it's a venomous animal or not. So anything from a little lizard to a dugong or a tiger snake, it's all illegal to kill.
When it comes to people's backyards and their properties, is there advice that you could give for them to prepare for the snake season?
Definitely, yes. First of all, keeping grass down, very important. And any areas where they could hide, like under tin or in wood piles. So keeping the area around all that as clean as possible and to avoid any refuge places for them to hide.
That makes complete sense, mate. Well, thank you for the chat today. Hopefully people will take on a few of those warnings and, don't get bit.
Yes. Just remember your first aid. If you get bitten, don't panic. Remember your first aid. Go straight to the hospital. Do not try to catch the snake to identify it. The medical staff can identify it through a swab.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool. That's technology's come a long way, so we're not sucking the poison out either, right?
We are definitely not sucking the poison out.
Jeez, debunking all the myths this morning. Thank you so much for the chat today, Phil. And if people want more information, they should look up your Facebook page, Southwest Reptile Rescues and Education. Thanks for the chat.
No worries. Thank you.